With those opening notes, 100 years ago today, isn't that crazy? 100 years ago today, this song was first played by George Gershwin. This is, of course, Rhapsody in Blue, one of the most compositions. I don't know. You wouldn't call it a song exactly, but of the United States of the 20th century, one of the first classical compositions that ever incorporated a lot of jazz elements in them. George Gershwin performed this on February 12th, 1924, 100 years ago today in New York City. And it is quite quiet. All right. To immediate popular and critical success, although many of his contemporaries, including the conductor of this performance, which is conducted by Leonard Bernstein, sort of panned it because it wasn't truly a classical composition, because it adds lots of elements of jazz as well. There's a lot of improvisation that can happen within the performance, as well as melodies and rhythms that don't necessarily typically add up to a classical composition. But it is undoubtedly an American composition, and one that is imbued with the jazz styles of the early 20th century, and sort of epitomized that Gatsby era of U.S. pre-depression flamboyance to a certain extent. And little do they know, it was all coming down on them. Is that an omen? Nah, I don't believe in that. This is Rhapsody in Blue. And it is going to go on for 16 minutes here, but we'll just talk over that for a little bit. This is Horns of Plenty here on WMFO in Medford. This is 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. And you're listening to Horns of Plenty, the bi-weekly show where I play songs that have horns in them. We got a good one this week, inspired by some things that I did over the last week or so. Last week, on this hour, I saw a big band jazz show at the Regatta Bar right here in Cambridge, which was excellent. First Monday of every month, they will have a big band jazz show at the Regatta Bar, which is in the Boston Harbor Hotel, something like that, over in Harvard Square. And while the venue is not great, the music is. And it was really fun to see that big band jazz, many, many horns in big band jazz, which I love. And then I had the pleasure and privilege to see my friend Casey Silver, the stand-up bass extraordinaire, play with the Somerville Book Club Orchestra yesterday at the Somerville Armory. And so I got to see some classical music compositions as well, which, you know, I feel like Rhapsody in Blue really encapsulates my week. Big band jazz, followed by the classical music. And I really highly recommend going to see the Somerville Book Club Orchestra. Great talent, and you get to sit right in front, and it's just incredible. And Casey did a wonderful job, although I couldn't see her from my vantage point, but I heard her doing a wonderful job, and I'm very excited to go see her again. So big ups to Casey. Hopefully next time you play Rhapsody in Blue, that would be really exciting. Further influences of this week on my show tonight, I have a couple of songs from the Paddington soundtrack. And if you haven't seen Paddington Bear, the movie, it might seem like a dumb movie, but it is just really a wonderful, wonderful movie where, you know, if you're feeling like you've had a tough week, if you're feeling kind of down, turn on the Paddington movies. 1 and 2, and it'll definitely turn your week around. It's just a wonderful feel-good film with great music in it. And we're gonna kick it off this week, and it's gonna be my talk music too, but we're gonna kick it off with a song from that called Marmalade Harvest. And you just step in to Paddington. This is Blow, and it goes to show it's going to be a good day. That's the name of the song. Nigeria, 1970s.
I took a glass of wine.
That right there is It's Gonna Be a Good Day by Blow, and sure was a good day. A busy one. And to continue with the good things theme, this is Pearl Dowell. Good things.
It's strong enough for two.
There it is, Pearl Dowell there with Good Things, off of her only release, as far as I can tell, which is, Paddington in the background again. her only release, Pearl Dowell, off of the album It's All Over and Good Things. Just released two songs, Pearl Dowell, from, I believe, the late 60s. Before that, we heard the Nigerian band Blow, that's B-L-O, with the song It's Gonna Be a Good Day from a compilation album, Chapters and Phases, the complete albums 1973 to 1975. Just a really influential high life band there with Blow, and played with the drummer of Cream, Ginger Baker, on the jazz rock album Salt. Back in 1971, progenitors of the Afrobeat movement, which is becoming so popular these days, and we're gonna move on from that kind of jazzy soul Afrobeat music, and we're gonna go to something completely different. There's quite a bit of new songs on this playlist today from Your Horns of Plenty. This one is not so new, 2010. But it's new to me. The artist is Sean Lee featuring Princess Superstar. And the song is Christopher Walking on Sunshine. That's right here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah.
One, two, and you know what to do.
Use my AK, cause I don't have one. And if I did, I guess my day would be a sad one. Got an AKA to open to superstar, that's a bad pun. I miss Big Pun, called out my dad, huh? He said you won the number one daughter award. I said, Dad, that's cause I'm cut from you, and mom's umbilical cord. You dealt me the card so I can rap and also be killing it hard. Filling up with the Lord, finesse in a sundress, strolling. So happy I quit weed, no more joint rolling. I'm golden. Sorry for my fake Jamaican accent, it's revolting. Headed over to Sean Lee's studio, said make me a song like Sister Studio. That's studio, he said. How about more like Watch Out Now by the Beat Nuts? That other dude's beat sucks.
Coming up from town with this Christopher walking on sunshine. Today was a good day.
Drawn. Yeah, Sean, till the break of dawn.
Do people even say that anymore?
Well, whatever, it's my song. Rocking down the Audubon, rocking out a never song. Curtis Blow be rocky nice, I could go on and on. Lucky like a leprechaun with some gold and a rainbow. If you're sad, I say just let the pain go. You know what?
Nah, what?
Baby, I was talking to my friend, Eighth One, today.
Mm-hmm, and what's that?
And you know what he told me? He said,
no.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Funny thing about life is, even when it's bad, it's good.
I'm sure, please.
Coming up from town with this Christopher walking on sunshine. Today was a good day.
Christopher walking on sunshine. Today was a good day. Didn't have to use my AK. Now something completely different. It is El Gato Negro with the song Different. 2024.
On est trop grand, trop énorme, on ne rentre pas dans la norme. On fait tâche, on est louche, un peu noir, un peu manouche. On prend trop de place. On a les idées qui dépassent. On fait beaucoup trop de bruit, mais on pourrait en faire plus. On est tout ce que tu veux, ou plutôt tout ce que tu veux plus. On est homo, on est bi, quand on est content, on le dit. On est singe, étrange, on croit qu'on est libre. Différent. Différent. Laisse-moi danser sous la pluie en compagnie de mon corps ivre. Excentrique, anormaux. On cherche l'amour dans les mots. Mordu par la niaque et la folie furieuse. On est l'enfant sauvage et la petite fille poussiéreuse. Différent. Laisse-moi danser sous la pluie en compagnie de mon corps ivre.
Thank you.
Gato Negro, the Paris, France artist who has a Spanish name, recorded that album from 2024 in Dakar, Senegal, and sings in French. So, you know, we love globalism here on Horns of Plenty. And, yeah, you get great music like that. That is from 2024's album Tigre qui pleure. I think I just did that pretty well, actually, if you think about it. His whole website and any information I could find about El Gato Negro is in French, so I cannot read it, but I will read the first sentence here, or first part of the sentence. El Gato Negro, Prince Chat, Couronne de Plume, which I think says something about the prince cat of the plumes, feathers. So, you know, you gotta love that. all right, more new music here on Horns of Plenty coming up. We have a set. Well, it's new and old music. We got one from Los Bichos from their debut album, Let the Festivities Begin, from 2022. And then we're going to go back to 1965 with a Bobby Valentin track, which I thought fit nicely with that one. And then the last song in the set there is going to be Next to You by Gene Washington. Previously you heard that Sean Lee song with Princess Superstar from their 2010 album, Sing a Song. And that was Christopher Walking on Sunshine. By the way, if you go to WMFO.org, you can see all the songs that I've been playing right there on the website. If you click on Schedule and then click on Horns of Plenty, you can also see the archives and get the playlist there. I also post the Spotify link to these playlists, so you can always listen to them there. Also on WMFO is the DJ chat. Oh, and we got Ryan from the Music Savage Show. Oh, Ryan, if you're listening, I stole one of your songs from your Groundhog Day set, playing it later in the show because it was excellent. So listen to the Groundhog Show, listen to the Music Savage Show on Friday mornings. Fantastic stuff. You'll get a taste of it later in the show here. A little Oscar Brown, an artist I had never heard of, but now I feel much cooler for knowing. All right, but we're going to go back to Los Bichos. You can hit me on the DJ chat. Ryan from the Music Savage Show is there talking to me on the DJ chat as well. Hopefully he's also spending time driving home and paying attention to the road, Ryan. Otherwise I might have to, say a PSA for you. All right, we got Los Bichos. This is Pista Fresh Start from their 2022 album.
Thank you.
Washington and Ironsides right there. Sounds old, is not. That was from their 2016 album Next to You. I think it's actually just a single, but it's just real catchy. Gene Washington right there out of the Bay Area. Sorry, 49ers. Before that, we heard Bobby Valentin, not to be confused with Bobby Valentine, the old Mets manager. This is Bobby Valentin, a.k.a. L.A. Del Bajo, the king of bass. I love that Spanish, the word for bass is just low, or short. But anyway, that was Bobby Valentin off his debut album, Young Man with a Horn, which is a album title after my own heart. And leading off that set was Los Bichos with Pista. Fresh start from their debut album, 2022's Let the Festivities Begin. They just released some new stuff, too. I need to check it out. Maybe in a couple of weeks you'll hear that right here on the show. Just love that, like, surf rock, jazzy stuff, good stuff. It's PSA time. This one's for you, Ryan. Texting while driving prevention PSA. This message is for all you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone else who thinks random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Ryan, I know you're taking the tea. All right, we got the Poets of Rhythm here, Nigeria's own psychedelic funk band. This is not Nigeria. This is Germany's funk band. 1993's Poets of Rhythm, More Mess on My Thing. Is this another song from the Paddington soundtrack? Yes. Yes, it is. Go watch that movie. It's really so good. We'll be right back. That right there, D-Lime and Tobago Crusoe. The band that Damon Albarn actually put together for the Paddington soundtrack. So you know that it's good. Damon Albarn's involved. That Calypso, there are four Calypso songs on the Paddington soundtrack. The first one at least. And they all perform in the movie. I don't know. You guys are probably tired of me talking about the Paddington movie, but I literally cried like the entire film. In a good way. All right. Well, you guys are, I know everybody, all my massive listener audience is awaiting the Who Sampled section of the show, but I was really trying hard to find an Usher sample that both I liked, I recognized the Usher song, and it was a good sample from the original, and I just couldn't find it. And I think that goes to show that I just don't really, aside from the bangers, Turned On For What and Yeah, which don't have samples in them, I'm not a big Usher fan. I just am not, and I'm sorry about that. I thought his performance last night was fun. I thought the roller skates were cool. But, not a big Usher fan. I couldn't find a good sample, and therefore, I apologize, but that section of the show will not be happening this week. And in lieu of that, we're going to play some great new music. Yuma Abe, the Japanese singer-songwriter, just released a new song a couple of weeks ago, Groundhog Day, I think. It's got horns in it. It's pretty great. It's going to lead us into a nice little indie set here with the aforementioned Oscar Brown, who I found on Ryan's Music Savage show, which is Fridays 7 o'clock right here on MFO, WMFO. And then we got one from Gibson and Toutant, a band I've never heard of before either. But, some nice indie horn stuff to cool us down after 45 minutes of hot music. All right, this is Yuma Abe with the song Okoruna. I don't know how to pronounce that, but there it is.
I'm such a shame to turn my head back to something I just wanted then. Opened up to let you go.
That's one of my favorite ones from the new artist Oscar Brown. That's Brown with an E, if you're looking for it, from So Young Records. Found that from Ryan Music Sabbath Show. Similar here, we got Gibson and Touton with The Click.
So I ride.
There is Gibson and Toutant off their 2023 album, The Fairway. Actually, I think that's also a single. This is The Click. That's the song. And we're going to finish it off this week. I can't hear myself because I don't have the headphones on. We're going to finish it off this week with another one from Roger Fokker, or Rohed Fokker from Lebanon, 1970s folk singer. Little easy one called Drinking Tea. Thank you for a great first show of this spring semester. I will be back in 2 weeks on the, what is it, the 26th? Yeah, this is Drinking Tea. I think there's somebody else. If there's somebody else in the studio, come on in. I think there should be another show here. If not, keep it locked here on WMFO.org. WMFO 91.5, Freeform Tufts. Medford.
Prefer swimming to tennis. And Thomas prefers London to Paris. And Betty likes me more than anything else in the world. Frankie prefers theater to movies. George is quite busy with the studies. Still, Betty likes me more than anything else in the world. Would you like to go swimming or flying to Europe? I'd rather walk down by the sea. Are you still drinking whiskey to feel at the top? No, I'm spending my time drinking tea. Where'd you go when you feel you got real sick? And how'd you feel when the fever goes high? How'd you go from here to the office? I got a letter to send and stamps to buy. Would you like to go swimming or flying to Europe? I'd rather walk down by the sea. Are you still drinking whiskey to feel at the top? No, I'm spending my time drinking tea. How'd you say good morning in French? Oh, where can I eat a good meal that be cheap? Old days gone and I'm still on the bench in the park where the lovers are real sinking deep. Would you like to go singing or dancing in the